You're listening to the Isaka Podcast. In this From Page to Podcast episode, we're speaking with Steve Ross, author of the Isaka Journal's Information Security Matters column. In this episode, we're discussing his Volume 3 column titled, Does IT Auditing Still Make Sense? So Steve, a lot of our listeners are used to you being our information security guy. What made you want to discuss IT auditing?
Well, the simple fact is that it's the 50th anniversary of ISACA, and ISACA was started by IT auditors. And back somewhere in the dark ages, I actually was an IT auditor. I think it's just worthy of taking a little note. I've had this article in mind for about 2 years from about the time that I realized, ooh, yeah, you know, it's going to be a 50th anniversary. You ought to say something. I would also say that the fact of the matter is I pride myself in the articles that I write, that there's always a problem raised and a solution offered. This one is just a thought piece, but I figure once every 21 years, I'm entitled.
And with respect to information security, what is the shared goal of IT auditors and security professionals?
Well, I think obviously they both want to make sure that the information systems and data resources are maintained securely. Mm-hmm. I think that there is a certain consultative and quality assurance role that IT audit plays with regard to information security, not so much to define the security requirements and controls, so much as to make sure that the information security function is actually doing its job with regard to standards, best practices, industry norms and regulations, et cetera. So I think that's where they fit together. As I mentioned in the article somewhere, it's sort of like football. There are players and there are referees. You need them both in order to run a fair and manageable game and to get the maximum value out of the game. So I think that's the relationship between IT auditors and information security professionals as well.
So what are some of the factors that threaten trust in information systems, and how might audit help address these factors?
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is the best information systems were created by human beings. And human beings are fallible and error prone. So that's why we need to have controls built into systems and why auditors ought to be examining those systems, both to find the flaws and to recommend the controls on the assumption that flaws would be there. It's not necessary for an auditor to find every flaw. It is necessary for them to assure the existence of the controls on the assumption that errors would creep in. Add to that, that amongst these fallible human beings are programmers. So it may be errors within the code itself. Therefore, there's a need for auditors to have a role in IT development activities so that there's a recognition of the importance of building in the controls from the beginning. The phrase of the day is security by design. And I like that phrase.
So most of our listeners know that compliance does not necessarily equal protection from attacks. So what is the role of IT auditors in the context of building a culture that's more aware of cybersecurity?
Well, I think you said the right word. That word is culture. I, to be really honest, I don't think an IT auditor really has any role to play in helping solve the attack, right? You know, to bring the system, you know, to get rid of the malware or to get rid of the bad code or whatever it may be. However, number one, the fact of the matter is today, and people argue about the percentage, but it's a large percentage of cyber attacks are not carried out through malware, but through stolen credentials. And so it becomes a very important part of the auditor's role to foster that type of culture in which people are smart enough not to have their credentials stolen, given away through phishing or other attack vectors. Secondly, the fact that there was a vulnerability that was exploited, which is what a cyber attack is ultimately, leads to some after the fact understanding of what the controls should have been or perhaps were that failed. So I think that's where IT auditors have a role to play, but not a primary role.
And so in what specific ways is IT auditing a consultative function?
The auditing sits in a very unique position within an organization. They have the ear of executive management and for that matter, of the board, so that they are in a position to explain to the, I'll say the control community, but it's broader than that. All the people involved with IT systems within an organization, which in effect is everybody these days, they are in a position to explain and direct senior management's concerns, thoughts, and guidance to the people who have to carry them out. Likewise, they are in a position to explain the realities that the control professionals face in terms of both the threats and the tools that they have to combat those threats to senior management, executive management, and the board. So, as I said, it is a consultative role, and that consultation is making sure that everybody understands sort of what the rules of the game are and how you play it, which again brings me back to the imagery of a referee and the football players.
And ISACA is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. How has IT auditing changed over the last 50 years?
Heck of a question. I think it was in the earliest days, and I wasn't doing it in 1969, but I did come into it a few years later. We were all, scratching our heads and trying to figure out what was going on, how systems worked, how they worked within their companies, what controls were, what security was. It was, a journey of understanding that a lot of us took and moved off into different directions. My personal career, I did an audit of information security, found it lacking, and then for lack of anybody else in the organization who knew what to do about it, they turned to me and said, okay, Ross, you're the, we call it at the time, the data security officer. We would call it the information security officer today. And that's the direction my career took. Other people saw it as a function of risk management, and that's where they are in their careers. Others moved straight into IT and helped build controls in because they were now programmers and developers. All of this stemmed from a kind of a unique perspective that was first brought about by IT auditors, and that is that there was a need for controls in IT systems.
And so then to answer the question posed in the title of your column, does IT auditing still make sense?
Yes, it makes sense, but it doesn't make the same sense that it made 50 years ago. And I wonder if there's any field of human endeavor where you couldn't say that. Things changed. A lot of things changed in our era, largely driven by systems and telecommunications and networks. I happen to enjoy reading mystery novels. And I always come up short if I read an older mystery novel, say from the 80s, and somebody pull over to a phone booth. Phone booth? Let's just use their cell phone. Oh, that's right. They hadn't been invented yet. The world is a very different place in terms of the way we use technology and incorporate technology into our lives and into our businesses and into our business lives. So there is a need for that independent, paid and trained observer, as I often call them, to be there to provide the viewpoint that recognizes the importance of controls in making all of this work for us as a society. And quite frankly, you can't pick up a newspaper these days without seeing something about privacy or security or access control that leads you to believe that there's still lots and lots of lessons to be learned.
All right. And is there anything else that you'd like to add for our listeners about this topic?
Well, you know, keep up the good fight. It's not so much that there is an adversarial relationship necessarily, although I guess nobody really loves being audited, but rather that the field has grown to be so encompassing that as technology grows, this control perspective needs to be brought into everything we do. So keep it up.
Thanks, Steve. And that's all we have time for in this episode of the podcast. But if you're interested in learning more, read Steve's Isoca Journal Volume 3 column, Does IT Auditing Still Make Sense?